Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Well, I was saying earlier that I finally figured out how to use one of these blog readers that goes to all the blogs you read, and it doesn't read it for you. That would be nice. But what it does do is it just collects all their new stuff, and it puts it all in one place so you can find it. Finally today, I figured out how to do this, and it's really made my perusal of the various blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget much, much easier, a lot less time consuming. It's always a pleasure to read your blogs. There's so much good stuff out there. There are so many people who are writing on their own blogs or others that have tremendous insights, good observations, ideas, thoughts, asking the right questions. And that's why we always pick, Jeff picks his, I pick mine, an Issues Etc. blog post of the week. We'll do that here in just a moment. In about 5 minutes, your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. I go through about 90 blogs on a weekly basis looking for stuff for Issues Etc. blog of the week, but we always start with Jeff's pick.
This is Dr. Richard Stuckwich's blog, Thinking Out Loud. It's titled, What Fathers Do. The five most important things a father does are these, and I'm shortening this. Go and read it at the on-demand page, issuesetc.org. Number one, catechize his children in the Word of God. Two, provide for his family and household. Three, love his wife. Four, teach his sons to become men. And five, give his daughters in marriage, which I won't be doing, by the way, because my Emily and Katie will be Lutheran nuns. And finally, he says, it is through fathers in particular that God the Father in heaven teaches and cares for his children on earth. It is by him that all fatherhood on earth is named. Therefore, fathers are to serve their children in the fear of the Lord by the wisdom of his word and spirit. Under his word, a father speaks and acts with the voice and authority of God himself, so that his children know through him what is the good and acceptable will of God for their lives. That is why it is of first importance that a father catechizes children or see to it and supervise it, and why all else that he does is to be undertaken in the fear, love, and trust of God, that he might always be turning himself and his children away from idolatry to serve the true and living God by faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thinking Out Loud, my Issues, etc. blog of the week.
All right. And by the way, if you want to have your blog or one of your posts considered as Issues Etc. blog of the week for either Jeff or for me, all you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. You click promote. Is that correct? And then after you click promote, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. Now, what that is just a little thing that you can put on your blog. There are instructions there. And when you've got the widget there, you email us at talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and then we will read your blog on a weekly basis, and we will consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. My post comes from, I've been here before, I think. I've chosen a post from this blog before. Frank Gillespie's got a great blog called Putting Out the Fire, and he had a post for Reformation Day today called Reformation Day. He says, in part, nearly 500 years ago on October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of the Wittenberg Castle Church, in which he laid out the abuses of the Roman Church's selling of indulgences. And then he goes on to list the current state of the Reformation. He names the fact that the papacy is still selling indulgences, that a majority of Americanized Christianity thinks that it takes making a decision to gain their own salvation. He mentions the fact that some of the brightest lights in American evangelicalism, namely Rick Warren, insist that deeds, not creeds, are how we are judged by God, and popular leaders like Joel Osteen refuse to talk about sin, the consequences of sin, and God's gracious plan of salvation, Jesus and his cross. He concludes, "I could go on and on. We have much to be thankful for on this day, but we're really not all that far from that door in Wittenberg 500 years ago." That's my blog pick of the week. We'll have both of these posted at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, under On Demand.